One of the things that I plan to do is put forward a blueprint for how we communicate to each other. We've seen failures across the country of agencies not talking well and not working well, and it's just not going to happen anymore, not on my watch.
At a time of soaring egg prices, a truckload of them ended up all over a Los Angeles freeway. The top of a big rig was sheared off while going through an underpass, and yes, officers scrambled to the scene. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. I mean, you time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at a regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Days before the start of spring training, Major League Baseball has fired an umpire who shared a sports betting account with a friend who bet on baseball. More from CBS's Peter King.
Gets him swinging.
He's known as Perfect Game Pat for calling every pitch correctly at a 2022 World Series game. But MLB says Pat Hoberg made a major mistake when he shared a betting account with a friend who bet on baseball, including several games where Hoberg umpired. There's no evidence that Hoberg did anything wrong on the field, but investigators say he tried to hide evidence of his friend's bets. Hoberg says he takes responsibility for errors in judgment. He can apply for reinstatement next year. Peter King, CBS News.
Longtime Florida State basketball coach Leonard Hamilton is stepping down at the end of the season. Hamilton, who is being sued by several former players over allegations he failed to deliver on name, image, and likeness promises, announced his decision today following a team meeting. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening, then a gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. For tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then clouds return for the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Right now it's 33.
So
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
searching. I find that I can choose. I'm free.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
see. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call my uncle, took the message, and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Local news. News, Timeless Hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and Timeless Hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Now I'm gonna get there. We'll be too. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump has delayed the implementation of tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and now Democrats in Texas are asking him to make that delay permanent.
From San Antonio, Congressman Joaquin Castro called on the Republicans for help.
And Governor Abbott knows that these tariffs will badly damage the state's economy, but you won't hear a peep from him. He's been too busy getting into a Twitter fight with Canada's prime minister.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott told Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to be careful with the retaliation against the U.S., saying the Texas economy is larger than Canada's and we're not afraid to use it. Castro says despite the 30-day delay in tariffs from President Trump, to expect prices to rise because of the threat. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Trump administration is moving ahead with its plans to merge the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department. CBS News political correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
What is the role of Congress here when you have an executive branch exerting a lot of
of executive authority. That runs counter to what a lot of Republicans have been talking about for years, and yet we've seen Republicans, by and large, be pretty much okay with the actions that the Trump administration is taking because, in their view, it leads to the shrinking of government.
And the search continues for the final remains from the mid-air collision last week between an Army helicopter and a passenger plane. This is Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Parra.
And our process is committed to the dignified process for recovery of the remains for personnel and passengers of the flight.
After extensive searches of the Potomac River, the remains of 55 of the 67 victims have been identified. Northern California has been getting drenched. The rain from the atmospheric river is expected to last into Wednesday morning, says CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
The Bay of San Francisco, that's a big one. They're looking upwards of 3 to 4 inches. That is actually pretty significant. They haven't seen that kind of moisture in at least since last year.
Jury selection has begun in Minnesota in the trial of the alleged ringleader of a scheme to exploit the COVID-19 pandemic. CBS's Jim Krasula says Amy Bach is accused of helping steal $250 million.
Lawyers for the woman who founded an organization called Feeding Our Future say she's innocent in one of the country's biggest COVID-19-related fraud cases. 70 people were charged in the scheme.
Maryland Supreme Court on Monday upheld the constitutionality of a 2023 law extending the state's statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. The law passed after the attorney general released a report exposing widespread wrongdoing in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jimmy Carter has won a posthumous Grammy Award.
Imagine there's no heaven.
5 weeks after he died, President Jimmy Carter has won a Grammy Award for his audiobook narration for Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. His grandson, Jason Carter, accepted the prize.
Having his words captured in this way for my family and for the world is truly remarkable, and I think really means so much at this moment in our history as a country, as a world, to bring people together.
The album features recordings of the 39th president's final Sunday school lessons at his hometown Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A violin made by Antonio Stradivari in 1714 could be the most expensive musical instrument ever sold when it's auctioned Friday at Sotheby's in New York. The auction house is estimating the value at $12 to $18 million. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Lows near 20, a northwest breeze. Clouds will fill back in Tuesday as our highs top out in the mid-20s. Those clouds stick around Tuesday night. We'll see some snow and sleet, though, as we head into your Wednesday. Right now, it's 31.
WRJN.